Good morning, this is the Three Beautiful Things podcast, which is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk. It's Monday, December the 28th, 2009, and I'm going to tell you what has amused and delighted me during Christmas week. Tuesday, December the 22nd, 2009. No trains, sandwiches, and cardamom. 1. According to Twitter, the trains are all wrong, so Nick stays at home, safe and warm with me. 2. To have my lunchtime sandwiches made for me. 3. Absent-mindedly, I crunch a cardamom seed while cooking. Its oily, aromatic flavour goes right to the back of my throat. Later, when I am grinding a few more of the black seeds, I notice that they are white as flour inside. Wednesday, December the 23rd, 2009. Pine Supermarket and Sponge Pudding. My mother brings us a little Christmas tree, and I dress it with all my tiny decorations. It sparkles, and the room already smells of pine. 2. Not really a big supermarket fan. I don't like coming out with lots more than I intended. Today, Tesco is so full of hard faces and angry voices and sharp elbows and overfilled baskets that I am not tempted at all. I grab the items on my list, pay, and leave. 3. I am a bit doubtful about the sponge pudding. My baking skills are really not all that, and we didn't have any fruit, so I used syrup instead. But during supper, each time I glance over my shoulder at the oven door, I can see the pudding has risen a little more. When I take it out, I find a fluffy, bright yellow sponge floating in a pool of hot golden syrup. Tuesday, December the 24th, 2009. Sibling rivalry, butchers, and Antarctica. Robert has stayed the night. He complains that I didn't bring him breakfast in bed. I tell him, "You're not at Rose's house." Rosie, if she is to be believed, always brings him breakfast in bed and bakes cakes for him. He says, "She never makes me breakfast in bed. She rings me up early on Saturday and says that I have to drive all the way to Leeds and take her climbing in the Lake District and then drop her off at the station." 2. We stand together in the queue outside the butcher's and watch the people ahead of us coming out with their turkeys in boxes. 3. We watch Werner Herzog's Encounters at the End of the World. He went to Antarctica and interviewed some of the more outlandish scientists and workers. I like seeing how he deals with a stern and silent penguin expert, and the plumber descended from the Aztec royal family. The hydroponics shed is run by a disenchanted linguist. He was ordered to burn his PhD notes about a dialect with just one speaker. "It's a long story," says Herzog in the voiceover. Friday, December the 25th, 2009. Stocking up, Angel, and Red Hats. I get chatting at the counter in the stationer's. The assistant says that her husband came from a family where they don't do stockings. "They just don't do them," she said. "He didn't get it, so for the first few years I did my own." She explained that from January, every time she saw a little something that she fancied, she would buy it and squirrel it away. "I wrap them up as soon as I find them. That way you've forgotten what you bought." On Christmas Eve, her husband has plenty of things to put in her stocking. But this year he said, "Don't buy your stocking, I want to do it." And he has to. He's learnt the sorts of things to buy. 2. One of the hairdressers is wearing an angel costume, white jeans and shirt and tinsel wings, to hand out leaflets. His grandfather comes by to laugh at him. 3. At the chocolate shop, the boss tells his staff that there is only one Father Christmas, and so 3 of them are going to have to take off their hats. Saturday, December the 26th, 2009. Purple Bubbles, The Bird and Port of Call. 1. We drink fizzy wine while lying in a bath full of bubbles. For the rest of the day, our skin and the bathroom and the towels and our flannels smell of violets. 2. Nick, who is carving the chicken, says, "Yummo, it's really good. Do you want some?" And he puts a fragment of white meat in my mouth. It is moist and fragrant, everything I'd hoped for. "Well done, Delia," I say. Her book is still open on the table. And then, remembering Katie, who I used to live with, custom of praising the beast on the table, I say, "Well done, chicken." 3. A man in a sky blue jumper and a gold party hat comes out of his house and goes into the garage and takes a bottle of port back inside to his guests. Sunday, December the 27th, 2009. Your chocolates, The Hill and Thunder. 1. They're your chocolates. You eat them whenever you want. 2. To climb a hill and stretch my muscles and get out of breath for the first time in days. 3. A world-shaking clap of thunder starts the rainstorm that washes away the last of the snow. Cold Gold, Furoshiki, and an Education. 1. Cold Gold Winter Sun has picked out details on the roiling clouds massed on the horizon. 2. The gift from my cousins comes wrapped in a scarf. I've been waiting and waiting to get a Furoshiki gift, and here it is. Furoshiki is spelled F-U-R-O-S-H-I-K-I. You should Google it and to find out more about it. The scarf can be used again to wrap another present, and another, and another. Or I could wear it for a while. The different styles of knot are ingenious. It's a bit like origami, but much more forgiving. 3. Nick is going down with something. I can tell because he is freezing cold, and normally he radiates heat. It's very welcome to a chilly mortal like me. I fold the corner of the covers up under his feet to help him get warm enough to go to sleep. That's all for this week. I hope you're looking forward to a happy and prosperous new year, and enjoy your own beautiful things. This podcast is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk. Thank you for listening.